In 1955, John Bailey was a 12-year-old boy playing Little League for the Cannon Street YMCA All-Stars. The team was the only black team in the 62-league program in the state of South Carolina. And in 1955, the adults who ran the white teams would not allow the kids to play against each other. The national organization tried to force South Carolina to let the Cannon Street team play white teams, but the talented All-Stars never got their chance to play for the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. John Bailey now works as a developer in the Washington, D.C. area. He'll be in Williamsport with his 1955 Cannon Street teammates on Friday, so one of them can throw out the first pitch for this year's Little League World Series. He joins us now by phone. John Bailey, welcome to Talk of the Nation.
Thank you, Neil.
The Little League National Group, as I understand it, tried but could not get your team to play for the World Series.
And that's correct.
What happened?
Well, there was a litany of things that happened that led up to us not being able to play, including a technicality which stated that if we had not played at the Charleston tournament level, we had several games that were scheduled in Charleston. Then had we won those games, we would have advanced to play in Greenville, South Carolina.
The next step up in the regional.
And subsequently, had we won those games, we would have gotten an opportunity to play at the regional level, none of which happened. So as a result of it, 61 teams who had withdrawn forfeit their rights, gave us the right to play, to go to Williamsport, Pennsylvania, in the World Series. Well, as the charter was very clear in its intent, the Little League charter, that is, that no team should discriminate against another team because of race, creed, or color.
Yeah, Little League was well ahead of the major leagues.
Yes, indeed. And as things turned out, Southern gentlemen decided to withdraw from the Little League program and started their own program.
Dixie Youth.
Subsequent, that was later on after 55.
Yeah. So let me get this straight. Because there were 62 teams, yours was one of them.
Yes.
Because the other 61 all-white teams withdrew, you were not only denied the opportunity to play against them, but even though they forfeited the games, you could not advance to the Little League World Series.
We could not. We were given kind of a special invitation to come to Williamsport, Pennsylvania, as guests, where we sat as spectators, and sat in the seats as spectators throughout the game. But during the game, there were chants for us from the crowd, and they said very loudly, "Let them play, let them play," which meant that we had some people who had sympathized with us in our plight to play Little League baseball, the very purpose in which we came to do, to play Little League baseball. And, of course, we were frustrated, little individuals, 12 years old. I was 12 at the time. There were some 11-year-olds at the time. We did not understand the politics of what was happening until later. A friend of mine did a I graduated from Hampton Institute, which is now Hampton University.
Right.
And a friend of ours did a research paper, and so doing, the paper discovered, and to my knowledge and amazement, that the reason they did not want us to play is because of the technicality of us being, reason we could not play, that is, because we had not advanced by playing all the
games in
the tournament.
We're talking with John Bailey, formerly of the Cannon Street All-Stars. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Let me ask you, John, if those games had been played, how do you think you would have done?
Excellent. Excellent. We had a tremendous team. There were 12 of us selected from four teams. 12 of us were powerhouse hitters, catchers, batters, coaches. We were well disciplined, and we knew baseball. We could play baseball.
Mm-hmm.
We had among our team members a switch hitter. That was 1955.
Yeah, Mickey Mantle just coming up.
Unheard of. Yeah. Unheard of. Tremendous baseball player. Along with myself, that is. I played left field and played extremely well. I had another teammate who was 6 feet at the time. The guy could throw a curve and a fastball about 80 miles an hour.
Wow.
I mean, he was a burner.
Yeah.
We had an opportunity to meet some of the players that we didn't play, and lo and behold, we discovered that they had different feelings from their parents.
The white kids.
Yeah, well, the white kids who, in 1955, we had blamed them for all of this. And later on, as we had a chance to meet them individually, as teachers, as firemen, as like we were,
mm-hmm.
like we are, just human beings. And we shared our common stories and backgrounds and said, well, look, we, you know, it was our parents' fault. I mean, we shook hands and it made things better.
Well, good luck when you get up to Williamsport.
Okay.
Are you going to get that 80-mile-an-hour guy to throw out the first pitch?
If not, I'll do it myself. I used to throw around 90 myself.
Whew. John Bailey, have a great time.
Thank you much.
John Bailey played left field for the Cannon Street YMCA All-Stars baseball team in 1955 this week. The team will be at the Williamsport Little League World Series. Mr. Bailey, we appreciate his time today. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan. Thank you.